Wonder how many of you saw the recent documentary Fall to Grace about Jim McGreevy, the once governor of New Jersey, who resigned in 2004, wife by his side, admitting that he had had an affair with another man. Once an ambitious politician with designs on the White House, McGreevy watched his life as he had known and constructed it fall apart. In an instant, McGreevy went from having a wife, living in a governor's mansion, having a police detail, and having paparazzi follow him all over and record his every word, to solitude and overwhelming silence. All of a sudden, everything went quiet, and his phone stopped ringing, and people stopped returning his calls. Not long after that, he went through a long, public, and messy divorce from his second wife. In time, Jim McGreevy began to take a hard look at himself and what was behind the series of events leading to his downfall. Who was Jim McGreevy? How did he get where he was? And what was he supposed to do from here? He revisited his childhood and the little boy who was terrified that someone would find out that he was different. He thought about all the things he had done over the course of his life to win other people's love and affection. He remembered the desire to serve others that had initially motivated him to get into politics, and at one time had made him think about joining the Jesuits. McGreevy decided to leave the Catholic Church, and he became an Episcopalian. He went to seminary, and he began to work as a spiritual advisor to and advocate for imprisoned women in New Jersey. McGreevy's ministry with female prisoners has been life-changing for him and the women he works with. He has entree with them because, as he says, we have a shared history of messing up. Women in prison are almost completely invisible, says McGreevy. They get no job training, no rehabilitation. So it's no surprise that after getting out, most of them end up back in prison. Rather than judging these women as he would have done formerly, he has come to know them as people, and they have become his friends. He helps them get jobs and apartments to rebuild their lives. He cheers them on. And the documentary had a very moving scene of one of the babies of one of the women he had worked with in prison being baptized at McGreevy's church. McGreevy speaks to the women he works with from experience, sharing stories of his own brokenness and of God's grace. He tells them, when we are broken, we are open to the possibility of new beginnings, to a new value shift. He believes that the women that he works with have brought him to a more godly place. McGreevy believes from experience that God is a God of second chances. This Lent, the people of St. Matthew's have acknowledged that the path to resurrection often leads through loss and lament. We've acknowledged the importance of bringing our sufferings and the world's suffering to God in prayer, asking how we might respond. How does God then bring us from lament to resurrection? Today's Gospel from John provides some helpful insights. In that Easter story, three people visit Jesus' tomb after he has died and been placed there. One of them, Mary of Magdala, goes through three distinct movements that help her transition from lament to resurrection. And they are weeping, turning, and announcing. Weeping. After Jesus' death, Mary is completely grief-stricken. Her world has been turned on its head. Everything that gave her hope and joy appears to be gone. The teacher she loved, the one who saw her worth and her dignity when no one else did, is dead. And she is so overcome with sadness that she can't even see Jesus when he stands before her. She is so weighed down with worry and heaviness that she is unable to experience God's revelation in her midst. Mary initially thinks Jesus is the gardener. She doesn't recognize his voice. Only when Jesus finally calls her name does she know who he is. Turning. If you look carefully at the gospel passage Dwight read a moment ago, and that's printed in your worship bulletin, you will see that Mary's turning is not a physical turning, for she is already facing Jesus. Her turning is a spiritual turning that comes in response to Jesus' address to her. She listens to Jesus' voice, and she turns away from the things that lie behind her, all her fears, her worries, all the unknowns, and she turns toward the glorified Jesus. Her turning is a conversion, a response to being called by name by the God who treasures her. As with Mary, Jesus calls our name in love and gives us the opportunity and the courage to turn away from whatever is keeping us from God and abundant life. Jesus' love enables us to turn from whatever lies we have been living with and to face the truth about ourselves and others. Jesus invites us to turn from our self-focus to a focus on God and God's beloved world. Announcing. Mary runs back to Jesus' followers as fast as she can to tell them what she has seen and experienced. And breathless, she says, "I have seen the Lord." The experience of encountering the risen Christ, of being surprised by grace, of knowing that all is not lost, has been so powerful, so overwhelming and life-changing that she can't help but tell others. Mary shares what is most profound and meaningful to her with others so they too can experience resurrection life. Jesus' resurrection offers Mary of Magdala, Peter, and us a second chance. It makes life pregnant with new possibilities. It is the reality that convicts us that everyone should have food, shelter, a childhood, and a hopeful future. Resurrection brings transformed lives and will one day bring a transformed creation. Resurrection faith sends its adherents toward work and witness here and now. It is a resurrection that's not just a future promise, but a present reality. God's Spirit breaks down the walls of hostility that divide us from God and one another. God brings us together across all sorts of lines of difference in friendship, based in God's profound grace and our common humanity. We are offered abundant life in which nothing can separate us from the love of God. What makes you weep? How is God calling you to turn? Who in your life and in your neighborhood needs to hear the good news that God is a God of second chances? Amen.